everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bias Check-In.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
What is today's episode?
Today is our Am I the Asshole episode. And I'm very excited because I'm going to jump right into it. But we are at the intersection of two worlds. It finally happened. Someone posted on the IO Psychology subreddit an AITA story. I want to believe they're a listener. I'm excited.
Wow. Crowd goes wild.
The title is Advice on How to Deal with quote-unquote difficult people who oppose your work. For example, employee satisfaction surveys. I got a bit of an AITA situation. Hello, guys. I'm looking for advice from people who've potentially experienced something similar. Context. Working as a psychologist in an HR department for a company that has circa 200 people, all work on site. The employee satisfaction survey is mandatory due to us having to be compliant with a quality management system. Not hard to figure out which one either, lol. Recently, I've been tasked with figuring out a new employee satisfaction survey, as an IO psychologist does. The company has used one they've made before, but it hasn't been put through any psychometric testing at all. Now, I have chosen to use a validated measure of employee satisfaction, or rather, employees' job satisfaction, which has been validated for my specific region and language. Now, some people will always complain about having to dedicate their time to completing a survey, asking questions such as, okay, but why did you have several questions which sound the same, etc. Of course, those repeating questions are all measures of the same Latin factor and is designed to be as such. I'm fine with this though, as I don't expect non-psych people to really understand that. However, this is a situation which is just frustrating a bit. A team lead of a different department has effectively trash-talked us due to claiming that the survey is quote-unquote anonymous while we collect other social demographic data, like age, years in the company, and such. To be fair, I can accept criticism, and in her specific case, we could figure out her answers, theoretically. However, that would not be possible for well over 90% of our employees. These criticisms we could address with different coding of the social demographic data, like using wider ranges of years in the company, making it more difficult to guess who gave which specific answers. However, the team lead took it a step further by emailing my direct boss claiming that, and we quote, "These surveys are insulting her intelligence and that she would like to be excluded from any surveys like that. If we wanted to extract any information from her, we should have stepped up and asked her directly." End quote. Now, I find this truly preposterous from her to think that we are designing an entire survey specifically to target her and her opinions. For additional context, this is a person who has been quite difficult in accepting the fact that HR exists, let alone psychologists. Our CEO has been advocating for us, luckily, and yet she negates us despite our best efforts to explain to her our roles, what we do and what we don't do. Due to the previously stated things, I'm not taking this too personally. However, it's still frustrating to see her behave like this.
Okay, so first, are you the asshole? Absolutely the fuck no.
Tell me how you feel about this.
Secondly, what does it feel to think the world revolves around you that much? Like, truly, honestly, how does it feel?
I would not begin to be able to tell you. You mean you don't think the survey was written specifically for that person to be singled out and targeted?
To be singled out, targeted, to get information from them, and to, what is it, insult their intelligence? Like, they should just go and ask her directly what she thinks of her own job satisfaction.
Duh.
That's what this all is about, right? Workday or whatever quality management system they're using really only wanted her answers. Stupid. On one side, I'm super happy that they have IOs working within HR doing this and getting validated measures for job satisfaction instead of just calling it employee satisfaction. We use demographic information on those surveys, yes. But is that information used to know who is saying what? Not at all. I'm going to say answer as an IO who did surveys and used demographic information on those surveys. We use it to run correlations and regressions. What do non-binary people think of X? What do 10-year group think or are doing with X? Can we do better with, like, instead of just writing, I don't know, 25 plus years at company and there's only a handful of people with 25 plus years? Sure, we can shorten it down to 20 and maybe there's more people. But also, you are numbers on a spreadsheet. Like, people really think that we're going line by line guessing who said what when it's really just about running statistics on those numbers. And even in, like, open-ended, you write in your answer. Give constructive feedback. Don't just say, I hate my manager. That's not going to get anywhere. And then, yeah, of course, you think that they're going to use that information to find out specifically who you are and track you down and fire you. Like, I don't understand it. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Again, tell me that you don't feel strongly about this. Playing devil's advocate, and I'm also doing this because we're recording, you know, 7 states apart, and you can't be too hurt by my comments, but we'll see. I do understand a little bit of the employee paranoia if, you know, if you're in a really, really small department, if you have a toxic culture, if you have lack of psychological safety. I know a lot of people that either because they're not educated on why do we have several questions asking the same things, like, but one says that one is agreeing and one says that 5 is agreeing. Yes, we're trying to make sure you're still reading. But, like, why should I say this? Or am I going to get in trouble if I'm not super supportive and if I haven't drank in the corporate Kool-Aid? Ideally not. I will not say that absolutely every workplace is going to completely protect your anonymity. If you don't feel safe, there clearly are other cultural components in your organization that also need to be addressed. In this case, I will say also, OP goes on to give a little bit more context in the comments and says that this respondent who felt insulted has been someone known to be problematic and somewhat controversial, somewhat confrontational within the company. I think for me, the biggest red flag with this person is that they're a team lead, so they manage others. They have a position of leadership. And even if you have those feelings of, like, I don't know if I feel safe really being transparent with my feedback, the fact that they're talking it down to others is the red flag for me. And that's why absolutely not the asshole for this person just doing their job. Yes, the asshole for the team lead who manages other, but is not being a team player to the organization.
I understand. Obviously, there are many factors that could be going on. I want to stick with what OP wrote in and the surveys they were using before weren't put through any psychometric testing. Now they're looking at validated measures, employee job satisfaction. Like, it sounds like they're doing all the right things and Again, they have been validated. You do use that demographic information to figure out certain things. And yeah, perpetuating that, like, not trusting HR, just a big red flag and no. Sometimes managers will ask you to do certain surveys more so than doing others. And that brings some kind of pressure to the balance of like, well, if it's anonymous and we have a small team and now my manager is asking me to really complete this because if not, someone else gets an alert. And then it comes up to the vice president. Like,
I recently had a survey done at my workplace and it was a very similar situation where I understand people being confused of like, okay, y'all are using this word anonymous a lot, but I don't think it means what you think it means. Mm-hmm. For very similar situation where it was like, well, everyone needs to complete it. It's completely anonymous. We will collect enough demographics that we can identify absolutely everyone. Mm-hmm. Because at least for my team, they were asking for location of your office, what team you're on, what job family you're in, and your tenure. Mm-hmm. And that identifies absolutely everyone. And for me, at least, because the survey went out very soon into my tenure with this company, I did the bad survey taker response. Initially, I just didn't want to take it because I didn't want to skew the results. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the situations didn't apply to me yet. I didn't have experience in them. I would just be skewing the data for the sake of skewing the data. Mm-hmm. And then I got the reminder, hey, we know you have not taken the survey yet. It was like, how do you know that if it's anonymous? Again, mm-hmm. Big Brother is watching us. They're listening to us. Go get your aluminum foil hat. Mm-hmm. It gets very scary to people that are not familiar with this. This is how conspiracies start. And then IT explained that they have individual links so like mm-hmm. they can follow up with you. But because IT doesn't handle that data, they just know the completion rate so that the algorithm can send the reminder emails just to the people that have to take it, not to the people who already filled it out. And so eventually I did the bad survey taker thing. Absolutely everything got a N-A. Or a 3 out of 5. Mm-hmm. That way I'm not skewing the data. That way I'm not an outstanding email to be sent for IT or for their managers. Not ideal, but I understand how it was curious. Like, how the heck do you know that I haven't taken it?
As someone who administered, created surveys for clients, even when we were outside of the company, and they got an email reminder of like, hey, you haven't taken this survey and our rate is, 55%, and we want to get it up to 70%. So we get a bigger picture of the company and then our analysis makes sense for the most people possible. We have that, like, we want to have as many people take our surveys because we want our results to be representative of the organization's population. But it wasn't that I was going one by one like, oh, look, Sarah answered and Sarah said this. Oh, and we were outsiders. I'm pretty sure, 98% sure, that no one in HR, and most likely no 99.5% sure than anyone who is an IO doing this work, is going one by one seeing, oh, Claudia said this. It's just not how it works. You are numbers on a spreadsheet, there for analysis or compliance at this point.
And if that doesn't sound like your organization and you're thinking, I've seen my HR team, they would be the people to do that. That's not for us to judge. I'm just saying, does anyone have that kind of time in their jobs? I don't think they do, but again, assumptions. Generally speaking, though, 98% of the cases, we're not looking at that.
Okay, I think we came to a good conclusion there. On to the next one. Am I the asshole for venting about my office supplies going missing? I work from home 90% of the time, but have to go in. We are the only department on my floor who is still remote. Everyone else chose to come back in ASAP. Since my department went remote in 2020, I've noticed things going missing from my office. Office supplies, staplers, pens, etc. Annoying, but I usually walk down to the hall to the unlocked supply closet and get fresh stuff. One day, I got in, super busy, our chief operating officer, my boss, breathing down my neck, needing me to get an order going yesterday for a high priority customer. And as I am on the phone with her, I need to take a note and I don't have any freaking pens. Have to dive into a neighbor's office asking her to wait while I find a pen. I got berated for not having supplies. After this, I started putting everything in my desk drawer, which doesn't have a lock, and putting little white dots of whiteout on the bottom of my bigger supplies, like my stapler. Still, things keep going missing, and I've asked around, and no one of my neighboring office's coworkers knows anything about it. Well, I came in recently and saw the chief operating officer in the parking lot. She needs a report right away for the board, so she follows me to my office. And I don't have an office chair. We have a room full of office chairs, better quality ones than mine. I'm immediately annoyed and start opening drawers. Stuff is gone, even my coffee cup is MIA. I start venting how things keep going missing. I even put little dots on supplies, and now they've taken my coffee cup and my chair. I ask her to wait while I go get a new chair from the closet. While getting the report sent to her, she asks more questions about my office issues. I'm open about it, zero filter. I'm angry, and it shows. Even tell her about the time I was missing pens while I was on the phone with her. She thanks me for the report, and I once again restock my office and get back to work. Turns out the COO went to every office on my floor, interrogating every employee with HR in tow, and numerous people on my floor had supplies with the little white dots I mentioned. They found my mug. It literally has my name on it, by the way. And even found my chair. There's a major cosmetic defect on it, but the chair is comfortable, so I always kept it. A handful of employees got verbal warnings. One got an official write-up. Now, the other coworkers on my floor are upset with me for complaining and getting HR involved. They're calling me an ass for possibly ruining that one guy's chance of a promotion because of the write-up. They said I should have kept my mouth shut and talked to them personally about it, which, you know, I had tried before, but everyone played dumb. Even coworkers who weren't involved think I overstepped. I don't think I'm the asshole, but it's been a while and everyone's still so angry. So, not so sure now. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not. No. Like, just no. That is the shortest verdict I could give, but let's just be clear here for a second. So you left company property where you needed to be left, and trusted your coworkers not to lie to you. At which point in this, like, new speak, let's victim blame, do you become the asshole because the other guy missed out on his promotion because he was too lazy to go to the supply room? That is not promotion material.
Absolutely not. Two, yeah, okay. I've we were with a client. We didn't bring all of our stuff. The ED went like office to office, offices that hadn't or weren't used, and grabbed a pen, post-its, thing like that. But there was a whole like supply closet that just hadn't been stocked at that moment, and we needed it by the next day. And that was the ED. So power rankings and everything, but like just fishing things out of someone's office just because, like, all in all, like, pens, if you see that there's only one pen left, like, leave it. Stapler, same thing, but like going to taking a mug with someone else's name and their chair, like, that's a whole new level.
Especially when he says or she says or they say that there's a room full of resources, including other chairs. Like, you go out of your way to get a chair with a visible cosmetic defect rather than, like, how big is this office? Are we talking about the, like, post office in Chicago where people used to roller skate up and down the hallways? Like, how far is the supply closet and how inconvenient is it for you to go there? The other thing is the comment that OP has about the drawer. I have a similar setup at my desk at work. I don't just keep office supplies there. Like, you know, you can keep personal things there. That to me is even more so. Like, it's not just, oh, he's never here, I really need a stapler, I'm in a pinch, and forget to return it. It's, I am going to go through your things. That is incredibly unacceptable.
Like, when I worked at City for the first, I want to say, like, my first week and a half, I hadn't been assigned a cubicle yet. And so, one, I was learning and shadowing, so I sat next to my manager, and it was, like, a two-person cubicle, like, with two desks. And I was in the middle, and, like, I was just in their personal space. Like, it's not designed for three people. And so I was lucky that the way directors' offices were set up, like, they have a smaller meeting table within their office. And so I was in their space, didn't want to be cramped. My manager was cool with me just going to my mom's office and working from there. And then I did get my cubicle assigned, and I was in Siberia. But, like, I wouldn't just go in and, like, take things from places that didn't belong to me and just, like, oh, no one's sitting here today, I'm gonna sit here. Like, no, you don't do that.
That is, yeah, that is so odd to me. In my office is still completely hybrid, so we all go in half of the days of the week. We have some roles in leadership that come in only once every 2 weeks or once a month, somewhat like OP. And so we do find ourselves having the situation sometimes where, hey, everyone is coming in for this big meeting. Where do I sit? What space do I use? And we have a bunch of floater desks, floater offices. So even if absolutely everyone in, theoretically, no one should be encroaching on your personal space. Now, we've had it in the past where just recently I was on the business trip we talked about in the other episode. My direct supervisor came in from her remote position, knew I wasn't there, sat at my desk. Not a big deal. Company culture allows it. But from there to me coming back and not finding my things, that is a completely different story. Just no. Do not steal from your coworkers. That is the too long, didn't listen, skipped ahead verdict of this. But speaking of coworkers, taking things that don't necessarily belong to them or they're entitled to, let me move on to our next Am I the Asshole story. So this one is posted by Grinzy, which I think is just a funny username, so I wanted to point it out. Am I the asshole for asking my coworker to share the stuff I buy for the office? Every Monday, I go grocery shopping on my lunch break to get stuff for lunches for the whole week. I like to make myself lunch at work to avoid the temptation of fast food, and I like my desk snacks. That honestly might be a game changer. I might try this tomorrow. Every week, I stop by the day-old bakery shelf to bring something for the office to share. The grocery store has an excellent bakery, and their day-olds are still very fresh, but half price. I bring my groceries back to my office and leave the bakery items and a bunch of bananas out in the common area for the intention of opening them up in the morning for breakfast with the team. I have been doing this for several years. The office will maybe have between 3 and 5 people in on Tuesdays. Sometimes people get into the baked goods a little early, but everyone knows the intention of the bakery staff is for breakfast on Tuesdays. One of my coworkers is notorious for gobbling up shared office treats, whether they're gifts from clients, gift baskets, cookies, candy, the likes, or if we are having lunch brought in, he is first in line, maybe even on his second go-round by the time you're ready to eat. Yesterday, I put out a cinnamon pudding ring, like a very moist cake kind of thing, and they said, co-worker, which from now on we'll call him Snacky, asked me if I would like him to wait until the morning to get into it. Of course, I said yes, I would like to wait to share with coffee. This morning, I come in, get myself a piece of pudding cake, and enjoy it with my coffee. There is one other co-worker in the office, but she doesn't want any. Snacky comes in and immediately gets himself a piece that's a third of the cake, grabs coffee, and heads to the back. I grumble to myself about it, but I don't say anything. An hour later, another huge piece is missing. I go to lunch, and now there's only one small piece of cake left. I asked the other co-worker about it, and she hadn't had any all day. I have never said anything, but today I finally had it. I texted Snacky a picture of the sliver of cake and told him that he ate nearly the whole thing. He offered to pay me for it, but I told him that's not the point. He then tells me that maybe I shouldn't be leaving things out to share if I don't want to share them, and that I shouldn't have asked anyone else if they ate the cake because it made him look like a pig. I actually got pretty mad about that comment. Am I supposed to change my behavior? I straight up told him that I'm going to continue to leave stuff out, but it needs to be fucking considerate. He responded, okay, period. Am I the asshole for confronting him about something I'm sharing with him anyway? And then after our verdict, we'll have an update.
So I was going to start this off on just, am I the asshole for confronting him? But I'm going to take it back. I go grocery shopping on my lunch break to get stuff for lunches for the whole week. And you said that sounds like a great idea. It sounds like this person is going grocery shopping for a box of lettuce, a whole chicken, and like making salads at the office. And that just, you have a home for a reason. Or I don't know, like turkey slices and cheese and like bread for sandwiches. Like, I cannot understand the going grocery shopping to make lunch at work. Did you understand something different?
I wasn't thinking like a full-blown like, okay, you're going to buy pasta and bring in your pot and use the heating plate to make yourself a 3-course meal. I was thinking more along the lines of, okay, like you're bringing in something small, desk snacks, so that you don't get to the point where you're just famelic at the office and then it's delivery every day. And if you forget to pack your lunch like I do almost every morning, or you forget to take it out of the fridge on your way out, I think that's smart. But I can also see, yeah, I'm absolutely not saying go get a whole grocery list and then bring that in, because imagine if everyone did that, we would need an industrial size kitchen for every office.
Yeah, if it was like the pack of six yogurts and you get a yogurt for lunch every day, like, go for it, and it has your name on it. But I don't know. To me, right away, it sounded like I'm making salads at work, and that just, people get very comfortable, and we've discussed it at length before. But am I the asshole for confronting him about something I'm sharing with him anyway? Absolutely the fuck. Yes. Are you going to say, tell me how you really feel?
I was going to say that, but I don't think I have to. I think you're getting pretty comfortable with sharing your opinions, just as this person is getting comfortable grocery shopping through the office. So by all means, do proceed.
So no one asked you, no one expected you to go and buy day-old bakery things. I can't even call him snacky. So person B even asked you, do you want me to wait until tomorrow? You said yes, and they did. They respected that boundary. Great, amazing. Tuesday morning comes around. You already said that there's only going to be those three people in the office that day. You grabbed your piece. They grabbed their piece. Person number three didn't want the piece. You're getting offended because they took the thing that you brought in to share and enjoyed it and went for a second piece? What is wrong with you? Also, yeah, going and asking the third person, hey, have you had a piece? No, like I said, I do not want it. Does make him sound like a pig. That's not great. What did you expect? You wanted them to wait to leave it alone and see if maybe someone on Wednesday wanted it? Like, what is the end goal here? It does, to me, it does sound like I'm sharing, but I don't want you to have what I'm sharing. Then don't share.
I completely agree. That was also very different from my initial reading of the story. Mm-hmm. See, I was reading it more as, I agree not to call the person snacky because I do think that's incredibly passive aggressive of OP. And clearly this was written in a moment of frustration. We've read worse. I've definitely thought worse in moments of frustration about my coworkers. It's fine. Just not gonna continue with that. But I can understand the intention of OP in saying, well, I'm bringing it in. It's for everyone to share over coffee. So having someone that just comes in, helps themselves to a serving, whichever size, and then takes it to the back, well, that defeats the point of us sharing this moment. So in that sense, I could understand a bit of the frustration if you were thinking of it as more of a social moment, a moment of bonding, and instead someone's like, nope, come in, pick it up, and go. On the other side, though, it doesn't sound like this had that much buy-in. As you said, mm-hmm. three people in the office, the other person is also free not to engage with your offer. So at that point, I can see an issue with communication on both parts, but portion controlling on a coworker, definitely not okay. It sounds like OP was virtue signaling just a little bit too hard. It's like, look at me, I'm so nice, I bring things in.
So nice you bring things in. It also sounds like you're not so nice to this person and already have an issue with how much they eat. And they already have an issue with how much they eat because, you know, they already said, like, you asking other people makes me look like a pig. Yeah, I'm not going to be social with you. Do you want to read the update?
The update says that the coworker who was helping themselves to quote-unquote too much, in OP's opinion, left a box of cherry turnovers on OP's desk this morning and came and apologized to them in person. We had some coffee and a pastry and reconciled.
And so with that update, okay, then yeah, what you wanted is conversation and socializing over coffee and pastries. That's very different from this person is a gluttonous pig and takes too much of everything and blah, 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 coming out of frustration when you weren't also opening up like, no, what I want is to sit and talk and have coffee and like talk through things or get to know my coworkers. Expectations, people. Like,
so, all in all, yeah, you're kind of the asshole.
Okay, our next story is kind of similar, so we might repeat our commentary, but am I the asshole for not buying a new box of K-cups for the office? So I work in an office setting, and in my wing of the office, there is a Keurig that someone brought in. Next to the Keurig, there's a list of rules pertaining to its use. Everyone in the office contributes to supplies for the Keurig, so like K-cups, creamers, etc. I do not use the Keurig at all. I buy or make iced coffee at home. And so, you know, I do not contribute. Last week, I got a lengthy passive-aggressive email from one of my coworkers about how not everyone in the office is purchasing supplies. How not everyone in the office is purchasing supplies for the Keurig when they should be. It kind of irks me because I don't use the Keurig at all, but I decided to contribute anyway to be nice. I got a whole box of seasonal K-cups from my mother-in-law during the fall and before Christmas time. It had a bunch of seasonal flavors like pumpkin spice, peppermint, gingerbread, etc. I normally don't drink these flavors, so I figured that I would contribute. They don't expire until fall 2023 anyway. So I put them in a large Ziploc baggie and put them in the organizer where we keep all the K-cups. I then got an email, passive-aggressive again, from my coworker about how she prefers that we buy new K-cups boxes to contribute to the Keurig and that the office doesn't need someone's expired leftovers. Again, my K-cups were not expired. She then passed by my desk and dumps all the K-cups that I brought back onto my desk and says, I know it was probably convenient for you to bring your leftovers from home, but we need new supplies for the Keurig, not used. Please be more considerate next time. I did not say anything because I was so embarrassed. Was I the asshole?
No, but you were the butt of abuse. That is ridiculous. Absolutely not. Now, your coworker instead, has she considered decaf? Just saying. That's the first thing I would say. Also, she prefers that you buy new K-cup boxes. I would also prefer to be taller, but sounds like a tough life for both your coworker and I. Just saying.
Same as with the previous story, no one asked you to go get a Keurig and bring into the office and then expect people to contribute to offset. I don't. What if the Keurig was also a leftover? What if they got a better one at home and they brought this one in? Or they decided one day that they wanted coffee at work and went to Target and got a Keurig? We don't know. You can't expect to then write up a list of rules and expect everyone else to contribute to it. But also, reading it this time sounds like last stories too. You have, it sounds like this person was just not into the seasonal flavors anymore, and that's why they were so upset and like looked at them as leftovers and expired. Say you only want vanilla coffee next time. Like, okay, you're not into the gingerbread. Cool socks. Like, what is wrong with people?
But also, someone else, maybe. It's the fine line between, okay, if this is an office-wide thing, what if OP, you know, brought in pumpkin spice because they're the kind of person that wants to drink pumpkin spice in July, then they can. Should they keep those in their own desk? And then do they bring something else for everyone to use? And to your point about, is this a new Keurig? Is this an old one? Are we keeping a balance sheet of the depreciation? Like, people, you sound like you have enough time on your hands to go and identify survey responders. Just saying, maybe focus on your job description.
Sounds like you need a Starbucks card. Sounds like you need to find your local Pete's, Phil's, Dunkin' Donuts. It sounds like you need to keep your Keurig in your office and everyone finds a way to get coffee into their systems by themselves.
Or again, switch to decaf. But with that, office living and office coexisting is not always easy. Let us know if you like this episode, whether you understand the importance of employee surveys. You see that email come through and you're like, oh Lord, not again. If you've ever had your chair stolen or any of your office supplies disappear, who hogs the one good pair of scissors in your floor plan? Slide into our DMs at Bias Check-In Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. If your story is a little longer, fear not. You can send us an email at info@biascheckin.com and let us know, where do you stand in the great coffee debates of the office?
Hope you enjoyed this Monday AITA episode. Hope you have a great week. And we have a surprise for next week's episode. So check in with us.
Ciao.
Bye.